content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Lexi Brinkley, and we have Jill Lane in studio with us today. We've got an incredible show. We're going to be talking about a lot of interesting things. Still on this whole Paleo FX and Paleo Magazine, what do I want to call it? Quest? I am. And we're going to be actually, that's what we're talking about with you today, Jill, is what is the paleo diet? What is the ketogenic diet? And what is, the Mediterranean diet? That's kind of what I am.
Mediterranean diet. Yeah. Well, you are Italian, right?
I am. So that would fit right in. Half Italian, half Irish. That's why I can't stop drinking. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, no, we're going to cover intermittent fasting, which the there's a lot of overlap. So we're going to talk about where they have common ground and where they're different, just so we all can get really clear, because we see so much of this in any health magazine you pick up now. There's something about keto or paleo or fasting.
Right.
And then what about the blue zones and the it's like kind of confusing. So let's just, raise to our A game and learn mm-hmm. about them, so we're not confused.
Yeah, and now even at the Paleo FX, there were some ketogenic companies there as well, and keto guys, and I mean, Daniel's a keto guy, Daniel Tagg, and he did the show with us down there live, mm-hmm. and so yeah, a lot to know about it. I think what they all have in common, kinda, is that you want to keep inflammation down,
right,
in your body and in your brain. So, and I think there's so many misconceptions. We're gonna talk about, all of them, basically. So we've got it lined out today that we're going to be playing a tape for after the first segment will be my interview with Michelle Norris, who is the CEO and co-founder of Paleo FX, an amazing woman. And we recorded it live just a couple of days ago down in Austin, Texas. So you guys will hear that. You won't want to miss it. It's really, really good. What did you guys think? Diamond, Lexi, Avi? Avi, you weren't in the room. Alexi and Diamond, you were there.
Oh.
What were you thinking when we cried the first 10 minutes of the interview?
Yeah.
Because there was there was a sound healer, Carol Turner Johnson, when we walked into the auditorium. Michelle Norris's little office was all around these black, basically a black circle of curtains in the middle of the auditorium in the back with, a couple of chairs, mm-hmm. and a room for her to get dressed and makeup and, all that, while mm-hmm. one of her very dearest friends played her music and her bowls in the background in the auditorium. And people were like walking around in tears because of all the healing that was taking place from this sound. I've never experienced anything like it. I told Autumn Warren Connolly yesterday that I felt like every one of my chakras was open, like someone took a knife and opened me from my abdomen all the way to my neck.
You know what I love so much about that? I mean, we're going to talk about the science around paleo, keto, and intermittent fasting, but what we can't ever forget is that there's so much we don't know.
Right.
So just because we think we know about something, there's so much undiscovered, and sound therapy and vibration and energy therapy and treatment with energy is just one thing in that bowl. Not to use a pun, but I think, so we have to check our egos sometimes. We think we know it all. We think we're a keto expert. We think we know everything about paleo. We think we're the fasting king or queen, but there's so much we don't know.
Absolutely.
And so your experience is just testament to that, because who would have thought That putting some wood around this bowl to make these beautiful vibrations and sound.
It was insane. You know,
invoke that emotion in somebody. There's something happening there, right? You cannot deny that.
I couldn't control it, is my point. So Chris, her assistant, a really nice guy, said, "Hey, come here." He was really excited, and I understand why now. At first, I thought, "Wow, he's like really excited about this," but he felt very inclined to pull me in there, and before the interview with Michelle, to see the sound healer, Carol Turner Johnson. Anyway, so the minute that sound hit me, I felt like I just couldn't even control it. I just started welling up and had this uncontrollable inclination to just start crying and letting out all this emotion. I didn't even understand what was going on in my body. For people that think, oh yeah, whatever, Bernadette, you've been smoking too much or whatever. No, it's very real, you guys. Like, very, very real. I swear on everything that's important to me in my life, my children, my family, my friends, it's very real. And it was incredibly healing. I felt like I went to church. I felt like I was at a Roman Catholic Latin mass service. Maybe a nice Easter service or something, you know. But to get back to you, Diamond and Lexi, what were you guys thinking as you were watching all this happen?
I know Diamond was definitely affected by the sound because she was just closing her eyes and listening. I loved it, but I was in work mode, so I couldn't get into that meditation state.
Well, I was in work mode, but I tell you, maybe I just have a lot of pain that needed to come out, or you know, emotion that needed to come out. And you know, I'm an emotional girl. I am. I feel, well, people say I'm an intuitive, and so I feel things that other people don't necessarily feel. I'm incredibly compassionate, even to June bugs, you know, whatever. I'm very in touch with nature, which we did another interview with Daryl Edwards, and we touched on that too. He wrote the book Animal Moves, about how important it is to move your body, which leads me to the paleo lifestyle. It's not just a paleo diet. It is a lifestyle, and it includes playful movement.
Yeah, no, I had the privilege very
and
early
not that
in
kind
my...
of movement.
Well, hey, but that counts, right?
Although
all
it
movement
does.
Counts. All movement counts. So, I mean, I had the privilege really early in my career to be trained in a setting with one of the public's first scientists that they heard about that wrote the paleo diet in the early 2000s, Lorne Cordain, professor from Colorado State University. And what I always learned about paleo is that it's a lifestyle that involves movement, because that's what our ancestors, what people have been doing for the longest time,
absolutely,
except for us now. We sit too much and we don't move a lot. It's always been about movement and food. It's not just been about the paleo diet food. It's been about the lifestyle of it. And so I love that there's still communities within paleo that are still promoting that. And I think that any quote unquote diet would be remiss to not put a big emphasis on the fact that we need to move our butts.
Absolutely. And nutrition is essential for a quality life. There's a letter from the editor of Paleo Magazine, Kane Credicott is his name. And he talks in here about, you know, the importance of, I'm trying to think where I want to start this. Okay, so it says, with the ideal nutrition profile, you can't expect to eat poorly and supplement your way out of it. Obviously, drugs and supplements do serve some life-saving purposes, but we need to remember that pharmaceuticals contain one active ingredient, while plants like herbs contain up to 100 or more each. And, you know, the paleo movement really is quite fascinating. And, I think of Max Lugavere, who was at the Paleo FX. We didn't get to see him. I think he had already left before when we found out he was there. But we had him on the show a couple of days ago, or last week, actually, about his book Genius Foods. And if you look at the photo of Genius Foods, it includes everything in the paleo diet, not so much keto. And so I just think there's, unless you're fighting like cancer or something like that, that keto, I think, should be reserved, or epilepsy, something like that, metabolic syndrome, or if you're, you know, very overweight and you want to lose a lot of weight, keto is a medical diet, not a lifestyle.
Well, the interesting factoid about keto, when you research, you know, where did this all start? The hit you'll get online is that in the 1920s, there was a doctor associated with the Mayo Clinic who, quote unquote, developed the diet to treat epilepsy. And so it did start off as that, as its origin.
100 years ago.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. So, you know, I think it's really interesting when you study what's happening biochemically when your body uses ketones for fuel, you can start to understand applications outside of medicine, if you will, using the food as medicine, because food is our first line of defense for medicine, like you're saying, and it should always be thought of in that way. So we'll talk more about that. But there, I think there are, like, for instance, I could think of how my athletes could use it in the off season because of the autophagy it causes.
Yeah.
The basically the cleaning up of junky cells and the stuff in our junk. Yeah, the junk in
our
cells.
What about our junk? Junk in your trunk.
Junk in your trunk. You know, I heard, I mean, I could go down a rabbit hole, but every time I try to say the word autophagy, I say autophagy now, because I listened to a woman from Walter Longo, who's the intermittent fasting guy, the researcher from USC, and she said autophagy, and we're like, autophagy, what is that? And most of us say autophage or autophagy. And so now I'm so confused. I'm like, well, maybe she's right. Maybe I'm
maybe
wrong.
She
so
is.
I couldn't spit
well,
it
tomato,
out.
Tomato, right?
Right, exactly. She's a scientist. So I had to be like, maybe it is autophagy. I've been saying it wrong this whole time.
Well, you're looking at someone that does that daily. You know what that's called? Being human. And so we've got a great show coming up. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's Paleo Magazine Online.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good protein bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
It's time to turn back to nature and the wonderful plants that capture solar energy in a near magical way and then offer it to us so freely. Join Sun Warrior in our mission to renew ourselves, our minds, our bodies, and our world. Together, we can truly transform the planet one warrior at a time. Visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's Paleo Magazine Online.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Jill Lane in studio with me, Avi and Lexi, and I'm just going to introduce this interview that I did at the Paleo FX over the weekend with Michelle Norris. She is the CEO and co-founder of Paleo FX. In the background, you can hear Carol Turner-Johnson. She is a sound healer. That's not a tape. That's not an instrument. That's her playing the bowls and singing and hitting high notes. You'll be able to hear it in the background. And so we're just going to let the tape play, and I hope you enjoy it. Hey, everyone. Bernadette here. I'm live at Paleo FX. I'm behind the scenes in the back room from the stage with the CEO and co-founder of Paleo FX, Michelle Norris. Michelle, thank you so much for inviting us back into your space. This is so awesome.
Thank you so much for being here.
You know, and I got your assistant, Chris, was so cool, I have to tell you. And he said, you got to hear this. You got to hear this woman that's on the stage right now, Carol Johnson Turner. She's a sound healer.
Yes.
And I said, okay. And he's like, I'm not kidding. It's super amazing. Come on with me. So he took me. And the moment I walked in, okay, I had this overwhelming, like, I'm like, what's wrong with me? I'm feeling so emotional. Like, I started crying. I'm like, this is crazy. And then only to find out that you told me.
It's a holographic sound healing. And so that's what it's for, is to release all of our negative and any kind of emotions that we have and anything that's sadness, depression, all of that. For us to release it. So yeah, I was actually crying a little bit earlier when she first started, and it gives me chill bumps to hear her. She's one of my very dearest, closest friends.
What a great friend to have.
Yes. Yes, it is. To have that kind of beautiful energy in your life all the time is really amazing.
Well, I'm trying to hold back tears right now.
I hear you.
I'm so overwhelmed with emotion. It's really crazy, you guys. I don't know who else does this, but this woman can heal people. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I just have all kinds of emotions being released right now.
That's crazy. Exactly why I wanted to start the day off today with that, is that it kind of starts everybody's day off in this just great place.
And I feel like I'm at church. Yes. That's the closest thing I can relate it to.
That's exactly what I said. Y'all get ready. I told all the guys in the AV team back here backstage, get ready for church. She started, I was like, exactly how you feel.
I feel like the priests are singing in Latin, going back to, you know, my childhood.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
Yes.
And so I love Paleo FX. This is my second year. Mm-hmm. It's such an honor to speak with you as the CEO and director of this whole event, which has become a craze across the country, really, because the country's never been sicker. We need this healing on every level. And so, you know, where did this all begin?
Oh, wow. That's funny that you asked that question. So there's two parts to the story. The idea for Paleo FX was conceived on the runway at LAX.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
on a cocktail napkin?
No. It was just my husband and I were on the plane headed back from Ancestral Health Symposium, which is kind of our sister symposium. It's a very academic symposium, so there's a lot of science abstracts, that type of thing. And that's great, and we kind of geek out on the science. But at the end of the day, the average person who doesn't have time to go read the science or try to understand or research for themselves the science in heavy detail, they just need the practical application of the theory of paleo in their daily life. They just want to know, what do I eat and when do I eat that? And what do I lift or bike or cycle or run, or what do I do and when do I do that? And so we just realized there was a real practical need for this.
Yeah.
So that's where it was conceived. But the catalyst for Paleo FX, we're actually going to tell the story for the first time in public. Well, I shouldn't say in public, but at Paleo FX and to our Paleo FX tribe. We're going to tell that story this morning. Our daughter, Brittany, was killed 9 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Next week.
I'm so sorry.
And she was a music and worship ministry major. She was killed 3 days before her 23rd birthday and 1 week before her college graduation. And so we held her very first memorial service on what would have been her 23rd birthday. And it was very emotional for us. There were over 700 people at that particular memorial. She had hundreds of people at her. She had two additional memorials here in the United States. And then what happened for us is we stood there and we were receiving all of these people. I mean, we were there for hours. And they were coming up and telling us how she changed their life. And not just this, superficial, topical, she changed my life. It was, she changed my life and this is how. And we were like blown away.
Wow.
We just stood there kind of in this stunned state, not just because our daughter just passed, but also to sit there and listen to, you know, you think your kids are amazing. You think your kids are perfect and whatever. It was very humbling to stand there and hear what our child had done in her very short 23 years. And so when we were just standing there going, we can't let her legacy die with her. So we have to figure out how to carry her legacy on. Now, her gifts were music and worship and ministry and prophecy, and ours were not.
Well, you know,
decidedly not.
When I asked you how this started, I could tell before you had even disclosed that mm-hmm. there was something very clearly something different about Paleo FXO, and I was getting, it's hard for me to talk. No. I'm so emotional right now, seriously.
I totally, well,
it's, with the singing
with
in the background.
With the singing in the background.
If you guys were here, I'm telling you, it's like the most, I feel like I'm on a spaceship of love.
Outer world, yeah. It's outer world, I totally
agree. It is,
agree.
It's so crazy, but yes. I knew instinctively from looking at you, we're standing directly across from one another yes. with this beautiful healing sound in the background mm-hmm. of your dear friend, and I just knew that there was something very deep and passionate and spiritual behind this movement. This is not just about what you eat. This is not just about how much you exercise. This is a tribe, like you say.
Yeah, it's definitely a tribe. And it's really one of the things that for us, for Paleo FX, is this is a really ultimately about whole self, holistic healing. And that is comes deep within. It's deep emotional healing. It's deep physical healing, spiritual healing, relational healing. We have a lot to make up for from not just our, you know, what we've done ourselves in this lifetime, but what our ancestors have done, you know, for centuries. And so what's interesting though, like I said, you know, Brittany had amazing, beautiful gifts. She was a gifted musician and singer. She sounded very angelic like that. And so we decided we needed to operate in our gifts. And our gifts are food and nutrition and fitness and health and wellness. And we decided this is our offering. And this is how we can serve. And this is how we can carry on Brittany's legacy.
Well, I love it. And I know that I did not know this until yesterday, actually, that when we bought a couple of books from a vendor and he said that all the proceeds go to the charities yes. of Paleo FX. I'm like, what? Of the money? I'm like, really? Mm-hmm. What charity? So can you want to elaborate on how that started and what charities you're contributing
yes.
to this year?
So we have two charity partners this year. It's Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. They are the outfit that protects our food freedom.
Wow.
They go in and fight against laws that try to infringe on our individual rights to choose our own foods and to choose what we want to eat. And
what a great cause.
Yes. And then they protect the farmers that are being persecuted at the hands of Big Ag.
Mm-hmm.
And so the thing is that a lot of people need to really understand that the USDA and the FDA are really in the back pockets of Big Ag.
Oh, yeah.
And
we talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's disgusting, really.
It is.
As an American to watch it unfold.
Yes. And so they protect our food freedom. And then CC4C is a nonprofit that's located here in Austin. It's Cheyenne's Champions for Children. And so basically, it's a really interesting, it's a similar setup partially to Make-A-Wish. So this is for children that have severe and very rare autoimmune diseases.
Oh, okay.
And then children that have rare problems that are undiagnosed, where the doctors are just you know, scratching their heads going, right. We don't know what this is. And so, and the thing is, that we're
and the medical bills pile up.
Yes, the medical bills pile up. And so we're going to continue to see that rise until we stand up and we make a change to the healthcare system that we have. I'm doing air quotes, healthcare.
Yeah.
We don't have a healthcare system. We have a sick care system. We don't have a system set up to make people healthy. We have a sick care system that is built to manage disease and maintain disease, not to prevent it and not to reverse it and not to heal it. So the thing is that we need to move to that system. And so one of the things that they do is they help the families with the medical bills, but they also, you know, grant these children that sometimes have very short lives because of they can't seem to find the issues that need to be addressed with their symptoms. And so they grant them wishes, and then they do a lot of support around the families because this is the thing. Anybody that's ever gone through some type of autoimmune disease knows how frustrating and how debilitating it can sometimes feel. But imagine you're standing there and watching your child go through it and you can't do anything.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. And I think it's in the food. I personally think it's in the food, the environment, you know, over vaccinated children, their immune systems are weakened. I mean, we could talk for days about it.
Oh, yeah. And we do here at PaleoFX.
Yeah, I know you do.
For 3 days.
Yeah. So what's the one most important message you want to get out to the world? Everybody listening right now about PaleoFX and this beautiful spiritual tribe that you've created.
I will tell you, one of the biggest things that we want to do is empower people to create their own vibrant and fulfilled life. And so we do that here by supporting them in every way we can. But the biggest message I think that needs to get out there is that people need to understand they not only have the right to be their own self-advocate, they have a responsibility. They have a responsibility to themselves, to their family, to their friends, to anybody that relies on them in business and in work. And most importantly, they owe it back to society.
I like that message. It sounds like a speech I gave to someone a couple of days ago. I absolutely love it. Okay, everyone, we're going to go to break. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back with the co-founder of PaleoFX, Michelle Norris.
Shining on my heart, so you could see the truth.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H-Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H-Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H-Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. I am continuing this wonderful visit with Michelle Norris. She is the CEO and co-founder of Paleo FX. Her friend Carol Johnson Turner was singing in the background at the beginning of this interview, and we cried probably for the first 10 minutes. It was so amazing. I can't even tell you. So, you know, I'm very impressed. I love what you've done. And so how has it changed over the years? Has it gotten, is it changed at all from the very beginning?
Yes, it's changed dramatically. So our very first year, we had 600 people here and we had 12 vendors, and I think we paid 10 of those vendors to come. And anyway, it doubled. It kept doubling in size. And until 2015, it actually tripled in size. And so we've gone from 600 to over 7,500 people.
Wow.
And we've gone from 12 vendors to now we have books launched here. We have products launched here. We have all kinds of new business that happen here. But it's an amazing event for that type of thing. But this year we have over 180 vendors that are here.
And a lot of new companies. I absolutely love it.
Yes. It's interesting. So I'll tell you the story of one of the exhibitors that's on the floor currently. So they came in 2016. They came in 2016 and they were walking the floor. And what's interesting is she actually worked for us at Paleo FX. Her name is Serenity Hegel.
I met her.
Oh yes.
Serenity. I talked to her yesterday.
Yes. Serenity Hegel Carr.
Amazing.
Yes.
Woman.
So she came in 2016, she walked the floor and they were like, there's no baby food here.
Right.
And
we got that.
And we were talking to her and I was like, and what's interesting is I was going to start a baby food company. I'm a trained chef, actually.
Oh, wow.
I was going to start a baby food company 6 years ago, right after the first Paleo FX is when we were trying to start it. And so, because I was thinking the same thing, there's no really good baby food out
right.
there. Holy cow, I wish I would have fed my kids differently
right.
from day one. It would have changed the game for them completely in their health. But it was interesting. So I had done a lot of market research, handed it over to them, and was like, that's awesome. I'm like, somebody needs to do this. And they said, we think we want to do this. So they started really working, and they had some amazing collaborations with different people, which were really... They're super innovative. The two of them are the two of the most creative people that I've ever met.
And they're nice, too.
Yes.
They're very nice.
Amazing, nice
Sweet.
People.
And she's 6 months pregnant right now, right?
Yes, she
With her first baby.
Yes. Joe and Serenity Carr. And so anyway, they decided from literally conceptual idea to launching the product at Paleo FX 2017. That's what keeps happening here is people will walk the floor and go, oh, we need this.
Necessity is the mother of invention.
And then they launch the product here at Paleo FX. It's amazing. And this is the thing, that everything that's on the floor at Paleo FX has been vetted to be sure that it's completely healthy and clean and
nice.
Free of, we have a banned ingredients list that all of our exhibitors agree and that none of those ingredients will be included, but we go further and we vet, and they are required to list out all their ingredients. And then I myself personally approve all of the exhibitors that are on the floor by looking through their ingredients and making sure that their ingredients are clean. We have we have these banned ingredients. If there's some type of process that's created to remove toxins or lectins, I might allow something. So like we have one particular product this year that I normally would have banned, but because of their process and they removed the lectins, I allowed it in because I was like, you know, at the end of the day, it's a much better product than what's out on the market. It's a pea protein that I generally would not allow pea protein on our floor, but this one is super clean.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I love the high standards. I'm very like-minded because it matters.
It does matter.
If you're passionate about what you're doing, and truly, clearly you are very passionate about this, you have to do your homework and make sure that your tribe is safe, right?
Right. Well, and I want them to be able to walk in here and not have to pick up the label. They're going to still do it because that's who this tribe is. But at the end of the day, I want them to feel comfortable and safe that I've done that work for them and that they don't have to worry about it. You know, if they have a particularly some different type of allergy, obviously they're going to need to check because there, you know, there are nuts on the floor and that type of thing. But I'm super proud of what we've done here. I'm super proud of all of the exhibitors and the amazing products that they've all created. And the thing is that, you know, a lot of times people are like, well, how can a cookie change the world? I can tell you how a cookie can change the world, because it gets people thinking there is a different and a better way to live. And you don't have to be restricted in everything that you do to be healthy. There are treats that you can have, but it changes the world by making people think differently about the food that they eat.
I agree. You want to clink mics?
Yes.
There you go. It was such a pleasure and an honor. I respect you so much. Thank you so much for allowing us to come into your space and share your thoughts.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. And I'm so happy that you guys are here.
My pleasure. All right, everyone. What did you think? Jill, what are your thoughts as you were listening to that?
Wow. I mean, I think right out of the get-go, I was just taken by the mindset of paleo, which is what I was really introduced to in the early part of my career, which I feel so blessed, is that this is not a air quotes diet. This is a lifestyle. This is a holistic approach to taking care of yourself, where your food choices are just one sliver, but movement is another big piece of the pie.
Absolutely.
Along with the energy. And I loved her the right and to have good health and choose, but then the responsibility to pass it on and to make sure we're doing it in the right way when it comes to farming and animal care and all of that. So I just love that approach, because that's what we should be teaching. It shouldn't ever be just a diet, because diet alone is just one part. Food is just one part of who we are as people. And the energy you talked about in movement, we have to address it all if we really want to be well.
Well, I always love talking with you and having you in studio. Jill Lane is a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach, and founder of Fueling Champions. You talked about meat. That's one of the discoveries that I made, you know, because I had a few misconceptions myself about the paleo movement ruining the earth, you know, and it's just there's so much myth out there, if you will. The paleo diet, a lot of people think that it's very meat heavy, but actually, it's a plant-based diet.
That's right.
It really is. And then another myth is that all production of animal-sourced foods is cruel and environmentally irresponsible. That's not true, because not all animal food production models are at fault. Conventional industrial animal agriculture practices poison the public's view of all production models.
That's right.
And it goes on to say that, and this is in Paleo Magazine, which, by the way, you can save 33% with the code from Austin, Austin18, Paleo Magazine. Go online, paleomagazine.com, again, Austin18, to save 33%. 33%. I love this magazine because there's always so many great recipes, and you know how I love to cook. But it talks about that this is one good reason to thank groups like PETA, which, of course, I'm a Vanguard member, have been for many years, for educating people about the derivation of the majority of our animal foods. However, the paleo lifestyle does not include conventional meat, eggs, or dairy, and we firmly stand up against the confinement, abuse, and over-medication of animals. And so I just love everything, I really do, about the balance in the paleo diet. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk more about that, what a paleo meal actually looks like, what a keto meal looks like, and make the comparisons. Before we go to break, is there anything else you want to say?
Listen, just don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You've had amazing farmers on the show who raise their animals with care. And you know what? The plants aren't getting treated well either, people. So just because you're eating all plants doesn't mean everything's going well for you. So let's strike a balance, just like you said.
Absolutely. All the pesticides in our food, too. My goodness. You know, I want to take a moment to just give a big shout out to our sponsors because they brought that interview to you by helping me pay the bills. Great companies. I'm just Crazy Water. These are some of our past ones. Squatty Potty. Sun Warrior, a great company, the H-Hemp Company, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Stay tuned, everyone. We've got more coming up that's all about the keto, paleo, vegan world. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
Or Stevie Ray. Oh my gosh, Austin City Limits. You know that Metallica is going
to
be there,
wow,
and Paul
I need
McCartney.
To go.
What's some of the other lineup? You were talking about it. You guys were
I just
talking
said
about
Paul McCartney and Metallica. Those
Metallica.
Are big ones.
Are you? Do you ever go to ACL?
Never been.
No? I've never been, but I really want to get out there. I heard
I've
it's
been
crazy.
Twice, and yeah, it's definitely worth it.
Yeah. No. Well, welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Avi, Anna Barrientos, and Lexi Brinkley in studio with me. And of course, Jill Lane. She is a pro athlete health and nutrition coach and founder of Fueling Champions, a three-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. You can find her on Instagram at Team Fueling Champions or her website, fuelingchampions.org. Today, we're talking about what is the paleo diet. So, you know, we just got back from Paleo FX. You've listened to the interview that just played. I'd love to get your perspective on what seems to be the three biggest diet approaches right now, paleo, keto, and intermittent fasting, and of course, vegan. I want to put that in there too, because that's kind of what I am. I'm a chegan. Or a chigatarian, whatever, because I can't give up my cheese at the end of the day. but I do only eat like really old cheeses, aged cheese with my red
wine. The fuzzy kind?
Yeah, yeah.
The fuzzy kind.
With all the good bacteria.
Right.
So tell us, you know, if you had to pick between paleo, keto, and intermittent fasting, which one would you say is universally beneficial for all people?
Ooh, that's such a loaded question because I guess I have to define or whittle down all was would not mean kids, but then as I'm saying that, I'm totally comfortable with a kid eating a paleo diet.
Well, and there's paleo vegan too. They're a paleo vegan. We actually covered an article, I believe it was with Cassie Bjork, on being a plant-based paleo.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it depends on who you talk to, and you and I were talking about this off air, on what the definition of paleo is. And I think this is where it gets a little sticky, because some of the initial paleo people would not be doing legumes and beans and the stuff where the vegans tend to get the protein. The lectins that she brought up in that interview, mm-hmm. coming from the peas, were initially in the early paleo, like, let's base this off science, was out, because we weren't growing that kind of stuff at that time. And so those protein sources weren't available. And so I think it's like a modern paleo diet to start to include some of the Mediterranean protein sources, like mm-hmm. beans and legumes. But I think true, ancestral paleo would not include that. So I don't know if you can be a vegan. You certainly can be vegan keto. You certainly can be vegan keto.
How about vegan?
I don't know. I love that. You need to trademark that. So, I mean, here's the biggest difference, because people often get confused. Like, what's the difference between paleo and keto? Paleo is a moderate protein, moderate carbohydrate, moderate fat diet, just across the board. There's some of everything. In keto, the focus is on fat for fuel, and it can be as high as 80% of your calories coming from fat. The rest comes from very low, you know, it's essentially a very low, in the research it's called a very low carb, high fat diet. Low carb, high fat, LCHF. That's how you see it when you read studies. When you see papers, you see scientists abbreviating it, it's LCHF, low carb, high fat. And so there's twice as much protein, more than twice as much carbohydrate, and half the fat in a paleo diet versus the keto. And so it's basically just a variance of fuel source. But the intention, as you open the show with, is to moderate inflammation. They all agree on low to no sugar.
Yes.
Low to no sugar. But there's some variance in the fuel sourcing that we use. And that's where it gets a little sticky on, okay, well then who should, quote unquote, do paleo and who should do keto, because mm-hmm. the fuel source, fat versus carbs, is where the rubber meets the road with the two.
Well, and I feel like a lot of these guys that do keto do it for the muscle, but to the point that you said when we were off the air that fat can't build muscle. Most people that are on the keto diet are supplementing with amino acids or creatine or the ketones, right?
Potentially. More for an energy source, but from a biochemical standpoint, we use amino acids to maintain muscle protein synthesis and slow muscle protein breakdown. That's just biochemistry. So while fat is certainly energy, like we put in our car, we burn it for fuel, it has other biochemical things that it does from that standpoint. It doesn't directly feed muscle growth. And so that's where you, or maintenance, just maintaining the muscle that you have. And so a lot of paleo people have become keto, and they've just taken the base of awesome lean tissue that they have. They already have, they're already strong, they're already fit, and they just slide into the keto because they want the benefits of brain health, which is mm-hmm. really where keto is leaning, the brain health and the prevention potentially of brain diseases, neurological diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. And so I right. think there's some, you know, I think that's interesting. And I, you know, the science is continuing to build. I think the momentum is most behind keto right now, because more and more people are doing research on it in trained and untrained individuals.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we've had a lot of incredible keto guests on our show. Mary Newport, Thomas Seyfried. He's a professor at Boston College, a PhD. He wrote the book. It's actually a textbook, Cancer as a Metabolic Disease, on the origin, management, and prevention of cancer. He says that keto is under 15% protein, specifically, and 75% to 81% fat, mm-hmm. and little to zero sugar, and even green beans yeah. have a little bit of sugar in them.
Yeah, so
it's so crazy.
And you know, I think there's the biggest debate right now is in the oncology or cancer field between should we be doing keto? Should cancer patients or people with cancer be eating keto, or should they be eating vegan? And the biggest issue is, who's not supposed to be eating vegetables?
Right.
You know, and so as a nutrition professional, I don't think there's anybody who shouldn't be eating vegetables.
I totally agree.
If you have frozen broccoli or any frozen vegetables in your fridge right now and there's nothing added to them, if you look, there's only about 4 grams of carbs and a cup of frozen broccoli. Mm-hmm. So if you start to do the math, you're like, okay, there's room for a little bit of carbohydrate from plants. But, you know, if you compare a 500 calorie diet in paleo and keto, let me show you this. Let me paint you this picture. So you would be able to eat maybe about 2 cups of broccoli by those statistics we just talked about. But in the paleo diet, you would be able to eat a half a sweet potato, a half a cup of blueberries, and then 2 to 3 cups of broccoli. And so when I think of the nutritional array of benefits you're getting from all those different color things, now you could eat 1 cup of red bell peppers and then a cup of broccoli on the keto and get your colors in. But it's just a difference in perspective. And I have a hard time with the lack of vegetables over a long period of time for someone with keto. And what we're watching now is how that's affecting the microbiome, because that's what our gut bugs live off of.
Well, right. I mean, because a lot of these guys, they'll just eat a ton of bacon, a ton of cheese. I don't think that the food that they're eating, they're even concerned with how clean it is, you know, which is okay. So now I'm going to the paleo side here. The paleo people, they do that. The paleo diet is very concerned, almost obsessed with the fact that the food needs to be clean.
Yeah.
Without the influence of big industry.
Now, people can run astray. There's people out there doing paleo that are drinking diet sodas and using protein powders with artificial sweeteners. But the core, like you experience at PaleoFX, the core people, the kind of quote unquote founders of the movement would say, we're not supposed to be eating anything that's artificial, mm-hmm. or that's not like what we can hunt, pick, or gather.
Right.
There's a little, I think I see more of use of that stuff in keto to skirt around the fact that you have to be almost, there's no sugar, you know, in the diet for the most part, and very low carbohydrates. This isn't just no sugar. This is low to no carbohydrates.
Right. Well, and if you're fighting cancer, okay, or severe epilepsy, these kind of things matter. And you know, keto, shouldn't it be on a meal-by-meal basis? That's what I believe Dr. Seyfried says in his book, that it should be, each meal, it should be evaluated meal-by-meal, not like in a whole day.
Well, I mean, that's an interesting perspective. My understanding is, you know, you want to stay in ketosis. In order to stay in ketosis, you have to have very low blood glucose and insulin levels. And so if you decide to have more carbohydrates at lunch, boom, that changes.
Right.
You're technically, quote unquote, out of ketosis.
And that's what I'm saying.
That's interesting. But I think you're still, you know, eating more healthy fats is something we should be doing. We're kind of trying to right the ship around what we were told was right, which is to eat low fat. And I think we're erring on the side of maybe not too much fat, but people need to eat good fats. And the ketogenic diet is just kind of forcing the issue. That sounds, you know, negative, but overcorrecting. Let's still call it that, overcorrecting for the deficiency. The paleo diet really did focus on that. When they study the ancestral people, they are very specific in the paleo diet, back to like Lauren Cordain and some of the original people, of watching like the sodium potassium ratios and the omega-3 and omega-6 ratios in the food we eat. And so they're very specific about lean meats, mm-hmm. about eating more vegetables so that we have more potassium and less salt, because today's diet has too much salt from artificial foods. And so they're very strategic and about the whole approach and what it means to the body.
Well, that's why I love Max Lugavere's book, Genius Foods. I mean, if you look on the cover, it's got avocados, eggs. You have to be careful with eggs even on the ketogenic diet, because that could throw, too much protein can throw you out of ketosis as well, right?
Well, potentially.
Even a very little bit.
Yeah, I mean, so here's the difference. You could have about 5 ounces, let's just say, at a 500 calorie meal of chicken, let's just say, and in the keto diet, it's like 2 to 3. And so it's about half or less, depending on which percentage you're following in the ketogenic
diet.
It's
so complicated.
And so again, it depends on what you're trying to accomplish. If I have an athlete I'm trying to add mass to, they're not following keto, because 10 avocados doesn't help you build more muscle after your strength training.
Right.
I've never found that to be true. And the data and the literature doesn't show
with
that.
With cheese and bacon on top.
Wow, that sounds delicious.
Well, I mean, that's what a lot of them eat. They eat crazy stuff like that. I mean, I've sat down many times with keto guys and watch what they eat. And it's...
Yeah, you know, and so I think when you've been doing keto for long enough and you get yourself to a place where your body literally is efficiently burning fat, you might be able to get away with that. But for the average person going from the standard American diet, it's like Atkins all over again. We need better food, healthier food, more wholesome food, not just bacon all the time, but I love bacon, so I don't want to give bacon a bad name. Everybody needs a little bacon now and then.
Well, I don't know about that. Only if it's a nice bacon. It's got to be sweet bacon.
You admitted sweet on meaning. The air we can have good bacon from the Happy Pigs.
From the Happy
right?
Pigs.
Right?
Yes, I'm not, but you can. Well, you know what? What a great show. Thank you so much, Jill. You know, again, I'm going to give a shout out to our sponsors because they bring this programming to you. Great companies like Sun Warrior, which you can find at Smoothie King and Vitamin Shop. The H Hemp Company, that's the Honest Hemp Company. Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, and the ISSN. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.